This morning we had a parrot festival that began with my giving sort of a unique festival in that no one's allowed to participate in it. I'll explain why. But I gave a Bhagavatam class on parrots and Krishna's pastimes. And the reason that no one was able to participate is because we're allowing the parrots to come out of the cage. And but they're shy, so if there's a lot of people around, they definitely won't come out. As it is, I was the only other person present, and four of them came out of two different, what are they called, aviaries, where you keep birds, anyway, bird cage, and because they're very big, and they flew out. The others are crawling around on the cage on the outside and going back inside. So we have a variety of events taking place. We'll see whether the ones who flew out, will they come back? The ones who who didn't fly out, will they fly? And ultimately, will we have these parrots staying here and becoming part of the new Rajadham community? That was the whole plan. And of course, we still have the parents, and they're still at work making new parrots. So the experiment continues on with the idea that we'll have green parrots, they're called Alexander, the great parrots, here in New Rajadham. Now, for devotees, especially in the area around New Rajadham, but not restricted to, we'd like to let you know that in 10 days, that means starting Friday next, not this coming one, but the one after that, is our Bhuchu, our fair. And it's our fantastic annual preaching event where we have anywhere from 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people. We're still waiting for the magic 10,000 to happen. A phenomenal amount of energy, investment, of time and manpower, and it's actually beyond the capacity of the devotees in New Rajadham. It's something that we require all manpower available in Hungary, and we have experience of many devotees coming from other places, from around Hungary as well, from Slovenia and Slovakia and Czech and Romania, helping for people to just sort of walk around and enjoy what's going on. Well, I guess that's their real prerogative. But we really need devotees who are able to do all kinds of things, from helping in the big kitchen, and it's a big kitchen, in the restaurant kitchen, where we're feeding everybody. Everyone eats, and not just once. To cleaning up and doing so many things. So if you're looking for some wonderful service, here's a real service opportunity. And who to get in touch with and how Look here where you just clicked to listen to this podcast, and you'll see all the information over there. I'd rather just have it written than speak it. And looking forward to seeing you all here. Hare Krishna. And for our fair final piece of information or informations, and that is humble request that on your Facebook and other website or links that you have, if you can connect these two links that you'll find below. One is our website, the other one is the Facebook. Of course, it's in Hungarian. And then for those who want to come, then there's the registration information, or you can contact Shyamaji Devadasi directly with her telephone. And all this is given here on the site where you clicked on in the first place to listen to this. Thank you. Hare Krishna.